If you're just tuning in, this is Scatter Radio's beta test with Tied for Last. You guys can listen to all of their songs on our second station, the featured artist station. You can also call in. Our Skype number is 202-470-0529 or chat in the little box. You guys have a couple of shows coming up. One at the Otto's Shrunken Head on April 1st.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
And you have one in May.
Yes. The Otto's Shrunken Head one is great because, first of all, it's at Otto's Shrunken Head, which means it's free.
Yes.
It's our favorite punk bar in New York, and it's a tiki bar, and it kicks ass, and we will try our best to kick ass as well. But, you know, we make no promises. The one in May actually is going to be a lot of fun because we're playing with a couple of other bands. We're playing with Ann Hildegard, and we're playing with the Bloody Muffs. And that's at Fat Baby.
That's going to be a fun show.
I think that's the 26th of May, if I recall.
I have 20th.
20th. It's the 20th.
It's the
20th. That's what it is. It's the 20th.
Yeah.
But and that one will be a blast as well. We were supposed to be playing a club on the Upper East Side that I'm not going to promote at the end of April, but they have now canceled on us twice, so they can go screw themselves.
We won't be playing there again.
But yes, so we do have a show, April 1st. It's free, but you got to be 21 and up or have ID that lies and says that you're 21 and up.
Yeah.
And if you come, we'll buy each of you a drink. That's a lie. Total lie. It's April Fool's, so you're going to get there, we're going to say April Fool's, and you're going to be stone cold sober.
Right. We're going to have a tambourine, a box of donuts, and we promise no music whatsoever.
Yeah, we're just going to talk for an hour.
Beat poetry. Beat poetry.
Any weird shit that's ever happened on stage?
Tommy fired our bass player once, not our current
not
one.
Not the current one.
We were talking
stage?
About that. On
yeah.
stage.
Tell us about it.
Let's see. I might have been drinking. He might have been an asshole, and we started announcing a song, and I said, "You're fired." And it was just silent. I mean, correct, there was like five people there, but there was totally silence in the crowd. So, yeah, that was one of our shining moments.
Did you continue playing?
Yeah.
We finished the show.
We
just
finished out the show.
That was nice.
We're not rude. He was a dipshit anyway. He was a subprime lender, wasn't he?
He was a subprime lender. That's exactly what he was.
Crisis.
It's all his fault.
Bastard.
Well, another interesting Tommy moment on stage that I recall, the last show that I saw before I became the official drummer when they were with the original guy,
Kiss Slim.
Yes, Tommy was in the middle of a solo. Now, whether or not he had any booze in his system, I don't know.
Yes.
In the middle of his solo, he takes a few steps forward, except he took one too many, and he fell off the damn stage and just
yes.
fell
oh,
down.
Oh, oh, yes.
And he did not screw the solo up. He kept going.
Tiger blood.
It was awesome.
I got tiger blood winning.
He won then, too.
Have you guys ever walked out on a venue?
No. If we book a gig, we play the gig. There have been venues that other people have walked out of when we were playing.
Oh, yeah.
But no, we don't usually chase people out. We usually keep them in.
Yeah.
But,
except if we're in Pennsylvania, and
we might play
a dirty song and then insult somebody who died a couple days earlier. We're looking at them, too.
I have a little quick shout-out to make to Mr. Stephen Ringwald, a.k.a. Ringer. No, I will not stop texting in the studio, and you can't make me, you pretty bastard.
Actually, let me give Ringer a thank you. Ringer subbed for drums when Andrew broke his arm a couple of months ago.
Yes.
So we love Steve Ringwald. He's very, very nice.
Excellent beard. Excellent beard.
And,
beard.
And keep feeding our bass player.
Yes. never mind.
Oh, Andrew.
Any other stories you guys want to share before we...
What do we got? Give me a story.
Why don't we tell them the Pennsylvania story with the hillbilly came on stage?
Oh, yeah, well...
room cleared out if we played Bloody Tuesday.
There's always a hillbilly.
We played Lancaster, Pennsylvania,
which, if you don't know,
it's Amish country. And we don't play Amish music. Considering
we love the Amish.
We use electricity.
How the hell did you guys even find outlets?
It was all acoustic. It was
a very long extension cord.
Yeah. But so we were playing with our friends the Trakes, who are no longer with us, and we started playing a song called Bloody Tuesday, which is a catchy tune about cunnilingus. Half of the audience left. And the other half came closer, and right about after the song was finished, a large drunk man with a very large beard came up, shouted in my face.
He had stars and bars on his shirt, too.
And he said, "You guys are the greatest band in America right now." and demanded that I hand him a guitar pick. And I did, and he took the guitar pick, went back to the bar, and that was that.
And probably smoked some meth.
Should we play the song that you guys just mentioned?
That song would be Bloody Tuesday, if you can find it up there. It's a catchy tune. It's my mom's favorite.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is.
All right.
Go for it. Andrew, do the end. Too late. Do it.
Go ahead, Andrew.
This is Tied for Last, playing Bloody Too Late. Right. Tied for Last, Bloody Tuesday, off the album Kick-Ass Yes Man Corporate Hacks.